Yeah, I'm training away. I'm doing a massive amount of strength work. My fitness, I suppose, up to about 4 weeks ago, I played a silly junior B football match for Rory, but I was flying up to that point. But having not played football in nearly 9 years, the legs gave way on me. But no, everything is going really well. I'm very fit, stronger than I've ever been, and hopefully something comes soon.
So you wouldn't recommend it now for anybody like Anthony Joshua now. Junior B is probably not the best way to get ready for a fight.
No, junior B football isn't the best way to get ready or prepare for a heavyweight world title fight, no. But it was nice. It was nice for me. I haven't fought since March, so it was nice to get back and see the lads as well. So I enjoyed.
And do you have any plans for any fights coming up, or is it just kind of wait and see?
Unfortunately, COVID has scuppered me fairly badly because I'm contracted to Murphy's Boxing in America. So basically, you're getting fights at 10 days' notice and you're getting fights at 2 weeks' notice. And as a full-time member of Garda Síochána, I even work. It's hard to sort things out at that late notice. So it's been very frustrating. There's nothing concrete. I couldn't turn around and say to you, I have a fight in November. We're getting offers still, which is a good sign, but it's just the time frame. It's like they're trying to catch you on the hop or something, but just stay ready and hopefully something comes at the right time frame that I can get time off work so I can make sure the family are looked after at home and it suits and I'm ready to go. Because we've been contracted in America, any fight I take now over this side of the water, I'm the B side, so I'm fully aware that I'm not being brought over to win these fights, so I'm going to have to cause a major shock in me next fight. I feel that everything is going in the right direction towards that anyway.
That's what we're hoping as well. And I guess it must be very difficult when you are contracted over there. You know, you'd still have to quarantine, I believe, when you come back and all that kind of stuff. So it does make it very difficult for you to actually take these fights. But I suppose you've been very fortunate, and we've all been very fortunate for the last little while, that there's been plenty of boxing on TV. And Fury versus Wilder 3 there tonight, that should be a good one. And you look back to Usyk's win over AJ recently. So heavyweight boxing, it seems to be having a bit of a moment in the spotlight, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's thriving, and even in our own country, we've a couple of people coming up and about. John Thomas Carty has done very well, and Paddy Nevin has done very well. Like, you know, so it's starting to come on a bit, but worldwide, it's absolutely massive. Like, you have AJ and Usyk was an unbelievable fight, and didn't go the way I thought. I thought a good big man beats a good small man, but I felt Anthony Joshua fought complete wrong fight, just completely wrong. And now tonight we have this unbelievable trilogy fight tonight. Yeah, it's brilliant.
And just going back to Joshua's loss there, it seemed to be a bit of a shock on the night for most people, but I was actually checking your tweets back from the fight, and all throughout you were saying, why is AJ trying to box him? Why is AJ not trying to bully him, really? So do you think that Joshua kind of went into the fight with the wrong mindset and kind of got schooled a little bit?
Look, Anthony Joshua, I'm lucky enough to say I've met him and I know a lot of his team. They're very, very, very intelligent people. Unfortunately, when you're in at the highest level of sport, I've a feeling somebody was in his ear telling him you can outbox Alexander Usyk. And that just, Usyk and Lomachenko are magicians, do you know what I mean? You don't get in and play hide and seek with a magician. And it just made no sense, the tactics he took. I know Rob McCracken, his trainer, he's a lovely man as well, and he's just had the greatest ever achievement for British boxers at an Olympics. Like, he's a fantastic coach, but in my opinion, he's an amateur coach. At some point, there has to be a panic button that got pressed to say, look, AJ, you need to take this man out, or you need to start walking this man down. And that never happened. The whole way through, I was listening to the instructions the whole way through the fight, and it was strange. Like, I don't know what they were looking at. There was no plan B. In my opinion, I thought it was the easiest fight ever for him to prepare for. He should have used his natural size, his natural strength, and walked him down. Now, it wouldn't have been pretty, and he would have had to endure taking a lot of punishment. His sheer size and weight would have wore down Usyk, and that never happened. He never done that. He fought Usyk's fight, and Usyk just schooled him, to be honest with you.
And we could focus on Joshua and what he needs to do next. But you do have to give credit to Usyk as well, because it must be so difficult to make that step up from cruiserweight. You don't see lads who make it to the top of both divisions. You know, it's very rare. It's Evander Holyfield and David Haye, I think, are the only other two. So they're some of the biggest names we've had over the last kind of 20, 30 years in boxing as well. So would you say that Usyk, he might not be the best fighter in the division at the minute, but he probably is the best boxer. He's probably the best thinker of the game in heavyweight at the minute.
I can honestly say I don't think I've ever seen a better boxer, maybe with the exception of Floyd Mayweather. I think he's like the Matrix, to be honest with you. I think he's fantastic. Like, and Lomachenko is similar as well. They're that good that they can try these jumping weights and stuff like that. It didn't work for Lomachenko against Teofimo Lopez, but these two athletes that we're talking about now, they've brought boxing to a new level. Like, you know, Usyk is phenomenal. To be honest with you, I couldn't see. Fury is just so big, is the only thing that you would imagine. He couldn't cope with that size, and Fury is a very smart man. He would use his weight and his size to wear him out, but Usyk is the real deal. Like, he's the best. Like you mentioned, Holyfield was amazing. But David Haye wouldn't lace Alexander Usyk's boots. Like, these lads are unbelievable. Like, technically, just gifted.
And back to tonight's fight then. This is the third go-round for Wilder and Fury, and we know that Wilder got absolutely smashed in that second fight there last year as well. So he'll be looking to make a statement tonight, and he's a bit of a knockout artist, really. He's the bronze bomber and all that. But will he have to fight more cleverly this time?
Yeah, I am following Wilder's career since Beijing, the bronze medal in Beijing. Technically, he is poor, so I don't know if he can try and outbox her. I don't know if he can try and be clever. He's come in a little bit heavier than usual as well, which means that he's obviously, his plan is always to take someone out, but he's going to go for it tonight, I'd imagine. Just even before I was talking to yourself, I was out walking the dogs, and myself and MJ, and we met Damien Lennon's walking. He's a massive boxing fan as well, and I was just talking to him, and he was saying that he felt Wilder would knock out Fury tonight. I don't. I think Fury has got that in his pocket. And I think with Fury, he's a complete confidence fighter. And the confidence he took from getting off the ground in the first fight to absolutely destroying him in the second fight. And now I think he has his number mentally and physically now. So the fear that's attached to Wilder's punch is there anymore. So look, but what I will say is I was so 1,000,000% wrong with the AJ and Usyk fight. I'm predicting Fury by stoppage tonight, but I wouldn't be one bit surprised if Wilder knocks him out.
Sure, and I suppose the big thing for Fury is that, you know, he's been building himself up for this fight with AJ for the last little while, and that, you know, hit the skids for the last little bit, and then the courts came in, and that's why we're having this third fight with Wilder. So is there a chance that, you know, we know that Tyson Fury likes to enjoy himself and he likes to, you know, live life a good bit and gets into a few messy situations sometimes, but do you think that there's a chance that he might take his eye off the ball now and, you know, start thinking of fights with Usyk or a fight with AJ, and he might underestimate Wilder tonight?
Do you know what, my only fear is exactly that. There was one thing that sort of alerted me to it. He's not a body conscious fighter. He's not chiseled out of stone. He doesn't be in fantastic condition. But he wore his t-shirt on the weighing scales yesterday. So that would make me believe that he maybe isn't in as good a shape as he would even like to be. I hope he hasn't overlooked him. I hope he hasn't taken it for granted, because the punch power Wilder has, it's like a light switch. You can turn on and off the lights. And I hope he hasn't. I don't think he will have, because in the way that he wants to maintain his unbeaten record, he wants to claim that he's the only heavyweight out there at the moment that hasn't lost, and he's very proud of that fact. So I believe in the weigh-in then as well, there was a lot of trash talk, and Wilder's team went talking about his mother. So my only fear is that he could go headless in relation to it as well, that he goes trying to take Wilder out because he believes he has the power to do so. So I don't know, it's an intriguing battle, but the long answer to that is I do fear that he may have taken him for granted with the fact that he didn't take his clothes off for the weigh-in yet.
Yeah, that's a very interesting. I hadn't even spotted that myself, you know, and I guess that's why you're the heavyweight boxer and I'm just the observer here. So listen, prediction time there. You were edging towards Fury, but do you think we'll see a stoppage tonight either way?
Yeah, I don't think this fight will go the distance. I don't think it can go the distance. I believe Fury stops him around 6, 7, 8, because looking at the weight that Wilder has put on, not massive weight, like he's in phenomenal condition. He's 238 pounds, but he generally comes in around 228, so he's put on 10 pounds. I think Wilder is going to go, so if Wilder has any hope, he's going to try and knock him out in the first four rounds. But I think at that, once he's done that, he'll have shot his cannon, for want of a better word, and Tyson will stop him around 7, 8, 9.
It's sure to be a good fight anyway, and we'll have to keep an eye on it. And as you mentioned earlier on there, just to finish up, Irish boxing in a pretty good moment itself at the minute. We've got Jason Quigley, he's going to have a title shot coming up now against Demetrius Andrade.
Oh, yeah.
We had a good Olympics, of course, with Kelly and Aiden, and it's a good time to be a boxer.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant, and like that, we've had positive news here, and I think Boxing Union of Ireland had a positive meeting yesterday in relation to having pro shows back here next year. So hopefully everything does improve, and like that, with the amount of amateur talent we have in this country, boxing should be thriving the whole time. It is, like, it's going very, very well at the moment, and the girls are setting the way. Kelly and Katie, like, they're both phenomenal athletes.